One of the people on board the so-called Freedom Fleet, which was trying to deliver humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, was Czech TV cameraman Jan Línek. He was travelling on one of the smaller boats several hundred metres away from the Mavi Marmara, where several people were killed during a raid by Israeli naval commandos. Jan Línek was released on Tuesday and returned to Prague later that day. Jan Richter spoke to him earlier over the phone and asked him how he became involved in the whole affair.
We were told in the beginning that it is aid that is going to go to Gaza, and I thought for myself this that the Israeli side know that there will be going the ship and that they agree with that. I've been with some politicians to Gaza before, so it's nothing special for me, and I don't worry about such a thing when my TV station tells me to go somewhere. It is my impression that the aim was to end the blockade on Gaza with this trip.
You didn't enter, of course, Israeli waters, but when you were approaching Israeli waters, what happened? How did the raid begin?
At 4 o'clock, they told me that there will be maybe an attack right now, because one of these boats that were on the horizon was very fast moving to the boats from this convoy. And after really a few moments, they said, no, it's starting right now. The attack is starting right now. So I saw it was a little boat. I don't know how to call it, maybe a speedboat, for just a few people that were very fast going to the Turkish boat that was swimming in front of us.
How far? Sorry, Mr. Lindeng. How far were you from the Mavi Marmara, from the Turkish boat that was attacked and where people died?
It was a few hundred meters.
How did the Israeli commandos? What did they do when they boarded your boat?
They tried to enter the bridge. The activists did a human chain and tried to stop the soldiers.
How did they try to stop them?
With a human chain.
So there was you didn't see any violent sort of attacks on or against the Israeli soldiers?
Not on our boat. The day before this attack, they were trying this human shield, how to do it. And one of the leaders of our boat were telling them that the Israelis will take the ship anyway. So it makes no sense to be a hero or to be violent. They will take it anyway, but they want that it will be harder for the Israeli army to get this boat.
What happened when you actually reached Israel, when you were escorted to Ashdod? Did they treat you well?
No. The Israeli soldiers told us that some people from the embassy, from our embassy, are waiting for us there. What was really nice to hear. We got into this big tent that is in Ashdod, and they told me that I'm under arrest, that I was going to Israel, or that I was breaking the blockade. No, that they exactly told me that I was entering Israel on a by this blockade without permission, and that this is against the law. And if I know about that this is against the law, I told them that I don't know that this is against the law, and they told me, oh, you're against the law, so you're arrested, and here you got a paper to sign that I know that I'm arrested, and the second paper was an application for deportation.
Jan Richter was talking there to Czech TV reporter Jan Línek, who was aboard one of the Gaza-bound boats raided earlier this week by Israeli forces.